One of the things that I do remember from college days, and to be honest, there are quite a number of things I probably don't remember this far on, was hearing for the first time a parable, a story. And it was a story from another tradition. It was the story or the parable of the master carpet weaver and his apprentice. And it goes something like this. The carpet weaver and his apprentice were going to weave a carpet of a very particular and intricate design. And starting their work at opposite ends of the frame, the plan was that as time progressed, they would work towards one another until eventually they would meet in the middle. The only problem was the apprentice was not yet very good at his art, and he was ignorant of the number of mistakes which he was slowly but ever so surely weaving into his end of the carpet. And yet, from a distance, the master was actually watching his apprentice work, taking note of every single mistake that the apprentice made, and taking note of every single movement that the apprentice made. And every single mistake that the apprentice made at his end of the frame, the master very carefully and very skillfully adopted and mirrored in his work at his end. Until finally, when the two of them met in the middle, the finished carpet turned out to be symmetrical after all. And although it wasn't as had been intended, the carpet was unique to the apprentice and to the master, and not least because it contained each and every one of the apprentice's countless and varied mistakes. But more than that, the carpet was perfect. And it was perfect because all along, the master had been weaving the same carpet too. Well, I think there is something profound in that parable, a message that reminds us of the need to shatter the myth that God will use only the good and the near perfect, the capable or the experienced, the important, the popular, the worthy, in order to bring about God's purpose. Let me suggest that nothing could be further from the truth. I would hazard a guess that every single person here this morning could identify with the words of St. Paul that we heard read just a minute or two ago. Now, those words might well have been written almost 2,000 years ago, but in five short verses, they describe beautifully the challenge and the reality of what it means to be human. Because there are moments when things in life don't go according to plan. Now, the Apostle Paul was a man of greatness, but ironically, I think, less because of his strengths and more because of his weaknesses. He knew how fallible and how inadequate an apprentice he was. He knew how his resolve could weaken and how things could go wrong, no matter how good and how honorable and how holy his intentions might have been. Yet Paul never gave up. He believed that his mistakes could be woven into something great, because at some level he knew that ultimately he did not weave alone. Now, we delude ourselves if we think that whatever we can produce or achieve in this community of faith, or indeed life, will be flawless and mistake-free, because it won't be. And the good news is that we're not expected not to make mistakes or errors of judgment. And most importantly, we delude ourselves if we think that God will use only the great and the good and the near perfect for his purposes. God is weaving a carpet of many patterns, many colours, many strands. And a life of faith is a type of weaving. A life of faith is a life where God weaves with us. We're on the beginning of a journey together, and the reality is that God is already weaving. Weaving something beautiful from the faithfulness of his people, from the dedication, from the effort, from the vision, from the inspiration. God is helping create a future that is as yet unseen to us, but which very much is in his hands. As disciples of the transforming, renewing, and forgiving God, we're called not to a life of perfection or excellence. We're called to a life of faithfulness and perseverance. Christ never, ever asks of us perfection. He asks for humility and service and for us to love and forgive one another as he loves and forgives us. The challenge for the church in Scotland, our challenge, the challenge for our new parish, is with patience and understanding to make allowances for one another's differences, whilst all the time weaving the many rich and varied patterns of our faith. We do believe that the God in whom we live and move and have our being weaves with us. And that when we accept the task of Christian discipleship, we can be assured that our small part will be transformed into something great. And so in our prayers today and in the weeks to come, let us pray that the patterns that are woven here may always reveal that element of perfection, which is Christ's miracle to each and every one of us. Amen, and thanks be to God.
I was going to say that we'll sing as the offering is brought forward, but I see it's already forward. So I'll just ask that we stand and sing as we dedicate today's offering to God, all that I am and all that I do. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for every good gift, especially for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon your church. In response to all that you have done for us, we offer to you these our gifts, and pray, Lord, that you would bless both gift and giver. Use us and these gifts, we pray, to the glory of your kingdom here in this place, and to the ends of the earth. Amen. We continue to stand as we sing the hymn, Lord, the light of your love is shining, and as we do so, we'll be preparing ourselves for the sacrament of baptism.
Jesus, light of the world. Christ himself who baptizes us by the Spirit of Pentecost. Christ, he makes us members of his body of the church and calls us to share his ministry in the world. By water and the Holy Spirit, God claims us as his own, washes us from sin, and sets us free from the power of death. In this sacrament, the love of God is offered to each of us. Though we can't understand or explain it, we are all called to accept that love with the openness and the trust of a child. In baptism, Finley is assured of the love that God has for him, and the sign and seal of the Holy Spirit is placed upon him. And so you, the parents and godparents, I ask you, in presenting this child for baptism, desiring that he may be grafted into Christ as a member of his body, the Church, do you receive the teaching of the Christian faith, which we confess in the Apostles' Creed? Let us, as the community of faith, affirm our faith too in the words of the Apostles' Creed, which you will find in bulletin. Shall we stand and say together? I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. God about Penina. I'm going to pass it back to you, Shannon. I mean, because you are the members of the Christ community closest to him and therefore most able to keep these promises. This child belongs to God in Christ. From this day, he will be at home in the Christian community, and there will always be a place for him. Tell him of his baptism, and unfold to him the treasure he has been given today, that he may know he is baptized, and as he grows, make his own response in faith and love, and so come to share in the communion of the body and blood of Christ. So I ask you and the godparent, you the parents and the godparents, do you promise, depending on the grace of God, to teach this child the truths and duties of the Christian faith, and by prayer and example to bring him up in the life and worship of the Church? You who are gathered here represent the whole Church, the Church universal. Word and sacrament bring you the joy of Christ's presence in your midst. They also bring you responsibilities as Christ's people in this place. So I ask you, do you welcome Finley? And do you renew your commitment with God's help to live before all God's children in a kindly and Christian way and to share with them the knowledge and the love of Christ?
Indeed.
Let us pray. God of love, we rejoice again to receive your grace in word and sacrament. We have heard your call and are made new by your Spirit. Guide and guard Finley all these days. May your love hold him. Your truth guide him. Your joy delight him. Give to his family wisdom and courage, laughter and peace, and the love that endures all things. God of grace, in whose Church there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, help us to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to profess this with our whole lives, and to live in love and unity with all who are baptized in his name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns and is worshipped and glorified, with you, Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. Amen. Now, is Nervous around there? No, I've got a new job for you.
Know that we've got a couple of teddy bears. One of them is for Finley, but you may also have one. But may I ask you to look after both of them in the meantime, because he's asleep. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You may be seated. You may all be seated.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. Before we sing our concluding song, which is going to be the one for repeats and things, so we want to hear you sing, give it loudly on this last song. But before we get to the last song, I know that last Sunday the Pope at Kenne had the opportunity to wish Joshua and Heather well on their forthcoming journeys and their new move. I thought it would be very good for us as a gathered community of the soon-to-be Benahi Parish to also acknowledge Joshua's ministry amongst us, and to pray for God's blessing upon him and her family. So Joshua, would you come and receive a blessing? Nobody else has noticed a blessing, should. Sheila, would you join? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your ministry, the ministry of your Holy Spirit, and especially the way that we have experienced that through Joshua's faithfulness and his ministry, both within the community of Kemne Parish Church and also within our wider community of the Benahi churches together. We pray for your blessing upon Joshua and Heather and Cameron in the journey they are about to make. We pray for the community that will receive them and ask that you will prepare a place for them to minister with joy and fulfillment and great fruitfulness. And so our sadness will become their joy. Grant them peace and grace as they go through the red tape and other tricky things about actually packing up boxes and moving and unpacking again. In all of this, may they know community and love from those they are leaving and those who they will soon join. We ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing, shall we say? And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you all, now and forevermore. Amen.